right? So Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzolov, Samecha, Birosam, Yachat, Chilis, Mordechai, Shvosom, Yisla, Netzach, Sikvosom, Chol, Dov, Ador, right, etc. So, and we talked about a couple of things, I think, already, but what do you call it? But just, I think it's an avoda. It's an avoda. Right, the Gros says, on Zacharas Vashti, Vesashir Asosa, Vashir Nigzar Aleha. So Gros asks, what do you call it? What do you mean Nigzar Aleha? Gozer Aleha. Elamai, he was gozer on it, right? Not nigzar aleha, nigzar what? But from what he called Biden, that was gozer on her, right? Nigzar aleha, he knew it was min shamayim. He knew it was mida keneged mida. That what he called that she was elamai, right? Elamai. So that being the case, so he knew that. So what gave him the chutzpah? What he called to try and do? What he called he saw already that that Kodesh Baruch Hu was running the world, and because she was mishabed, what he called the banos yudios, what he called mafshitan, what he called arumos, they should work on Shabbos. It said that she got the owner. She understood that. So behechik esi, he should come. Elamai lace the yad alishna bisha. Okay, what he called Kamo Haman. There was no one who knew what he called Allah Shahara better than Haman in order to be able to convince him, etc. The Lishna Bisha of Haman, right, just goes to show you that, you know, that we unfortunately, I shouldn't say we, what he called, there exists in, certainly in our generation, right, called, and I shouldn't force my own problems to anybody else, what he called our spiritual pachyderms. You know, we live in a world of plastic. We live in a world of plastic. Even the Rishayim then were spiritually sensitive, right? They were Rishayim, but they were spiritually sensitive.
Well,
they
heard about Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, right. They understood. So Leis the Yeral Lishna Bishika Haman. Haman's what do you call it? Lashon Hara. Whereas Yeshnu Am Echad Mefuzar Beforad Bein Amim. So Chazal tell us on Yeshnu Am Echad Yashnu Min Amitzus. Right, Yashnu min Mitzvahs. They're what he called, they're asleep. I mean, even if they're doing it, they're just walking the walk and talking the talk and what he called, but they're not plugged in. And Me'idach Gisa, right, they're Mefuzar Mefurad Bein Amin. This is what it says, what he called, Reb Tzarek says, Mefuzar Mefurad Bein Amin, there's period Bein HaNashamas. Right, there's division amongst them. They really care for one another. These are the two undermining, as it were, factors. It's like sort of like the Meshech Chachma says that, in what he called on the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, we're coming to be mechaper. Dafke make the asik that Chazal make out of the Ksonis, that what he called that the Kohen Gadol war, what he called the Hinduim, this, that, the next thing, what he called, etc. Because he says there's two main kaparas that Klal Yisrael needs. One kapara is for the Chet HaEgel, and the second kapara is the need for Mechiras Yosef, right? And he says that's the idea of what he called of on Yom Kippurim, dafka those things are the major flaws. Like the Ramak says, the Yesod of Shechinta Begalusa is what he called is Sinas Shechinim. When there's pure Bin and Shamas in his own place for the what he called for the Shechinah's arrest. So basically, he was Matzliach with what he called with his Lashon Hara, and what he called now we're stuck. So now Shoshanas Yaakov, why dafka Shoshana? So what he called Chazal bring down the Medrash Rabban Vayikra Chav Gimel, right? Describe a few different aspects of the Shoshana. First of all, there it says it's the Mashalama Davardoma. Why Kali Israel? Why? What's the Chav Gimel Vayikra Rabba, right? Chav Gimel, right? We're like a Shoshana Ben Hachochim. In other words, Mashalama Davardoma to what he called to a Melech who was what he called was notain incredible pardes shuros of what he called eitim pili ploim, and he gave it over to apatropsim to what he called harisim what he called to take care of it, and he comes back after a while and he sees it's malei chokim what he called kotim barkanim what he called what's going on over here, he's going to destroy what he called burn down the entire pardes. Except that he sees what he called in the midst of the parties, he sees what he called one Shoshana. And he's Meiriach, what he calls from Shoshana, he says, because of the Shoshana, I won't burn down the parties. Right? So that's Klal Yisrael, Klape Umos HaOlam. klape umas lom, we're considered like a shoshana. And in the schus of that shoshana, right? So klai, what do you call it? The world has kiyum, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for Torah, right? And in order for Torah to be Torah, it has to be, what do you call it? It has to be amlom deha, and those, what do you call it? Those who are mekabel the Torah. So in the schus of the shoshana, so mitzad sheni, what do you call it? That's how it's matzil the world. Meidach gisa, right? The Medrash say a yalkut, what do you call it? In Tehillim, yudches. Right, brings down on Lamnatech al Shoshanim Livne Korach that when a person is at war, when a person is Chozer B'tshuva. So now we're talking now not Klape Umos Olam, we're talking about internally to Klal Yisrael. Internally to Klal Yisrael, a person is Chozer B'tshuva. He's Mekabel, what he called a Shem Chodash. They're called Shoshanim. Lamnatech al Shoshanim Livne Korach. In other words, Livne Korach got a new name, right? Called Shoshanim. Why? Because they initially were with their father, which is understandable, right? They were with his father, and they saw the chutzpah, they saw Moshe Rabbeinu was coming in, people were standing up, and they said, how can it be? And they were Mahar Shuva, and then everybody else goes down to deep six, and what he called, and there they're suspended, Ben Shamayim Va'aretz, etc. They got a new name, Shoshanim. The Al-Sheikh in being Magdir, we call this second aspect of Shoshanim. In other words, not just Shoshanim, Klai Yisrael vis-a-vis Umos Olam, but Klai Yisrael within themselves as they are mishapech from what we call from a derech, which is what we call, which is leading them to oblivion. And instead, they're what we call, they're becoming, right, they're coming back to themselves. So the Al-Sheikh, right, the Al-Sheikh says in Hosea, he says, Yifrach Kashoshana, right? What do you call it? That we call there, the idea in Hoshea Yudalad, right? In the Haftorah Shavashuvah, the Al-Sheikh says that the Klai Yisrael, Be'etzim is like a Shoshana, because on Mibachutz, what do you call it? There's a Klipa Yeruka that covers, what do you call it? That covers the beauty of the what do you call it, of the Shoshana. When the Tal comes, when the sun comes, so the Klipa Yeruka opens up, and then you see the Shoshana. And that's like the idea that we've spoken about before, that essentially, Klai Yisrael, like the Sfasemet says, on Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, like we mentioned before, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, that the Kiddushas of Mitzvos is inside of every Jew. It's inside of every Jew, right? Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, V'tzivanu, right? And he gave us the tzivuyim as a word to elicit, to transform from the world of potential into the world of actualized energy, what he called it opens us up. But Lamaisi, inside of every Jew is the Kedushas HaMitzvahs. It's like Pasuk says, Be'orcha Nir E'or. I mean, under normal circumstances, or allows you to see objects. Be'orcha Nir E'or, right? In other words, once a person is exposed to the or, what I call it, the or of Hashem, it gives him the ability to be able to see things differently. Orcha nira or, we'll see the or that's emanating. That's also really an idea from the Sfasem. It's not the present on that pasuk, orcha nira or, but he talks about the idea also, in Bechukosai, he talks about the idea how every object in every, we've talked about this before, every object in every experience, in every relationship, everything that happens in the world has got a shorish inside waiting, right? We call this is the nekuda pnimis, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for the Jew, many Jews, or any given Jew, but even if it's many Jews, it's each one in their own unique way, right? Right, to elicit, what he called that from the from inside that object, to release it. So Be'orcha Nira Or. So that's what he called so Shoshanas Yaakov. Tzahala v'samecha. Right? Tzahala, so the Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Tetzaveh, Tafrei Shayin Hey, right? He says the idea of Tzahala is like an energized, what do you call it, energized way sort of works, not too many people here, what do you call it, and what do you call it, that's yeah, what is it? V'sameicha, right? V'sameicha, right? Is the tranquil happiness, right? That has a hemshech. In other words, it's really cool. It's not, you know, walk around all the time going like I just did, which I won't repeat, just in case somebody else walks in. Yeah, etc. it's a kli to be able to hold. Right, called the simcha. This is not, once again, this is not just a word. This is an akuda that what we're meant to extract from what we're talking about here on Purim. We're meant to extract a certain thing with us. What do you call it? In the state of tzahala, right? And it should blive with us. It should remain with us. Begetter samecha. What do you call all the time? He brings an unbelievable thing here. He brings the kedushas Levi, Or maybe I saw the Kedusha Levi. I'm not sure if it was from the Shemesh Mo, if I saw the Kedusha Levi. I don't remember. Kedusha Levi says, bring the Ramban, in Emunah and Bitachon, Perek Yud Tes. He says, Es Ha'av Atchatechpats. Right? Like in Shir HaShirim. Al Toru, what says Toru, it's Ha'av Atchatechpats. So the idea is, Hainu Lasos Chefetz V'Kli Mikol His Orus. In other words, from every His Orus, you have to create a kli, so now you can hold it afterwards, because otherwise it's just here today and gone tomorrow. It's like, you know, okay, we're scraping off the ceiling, and now what do you call it, you know, whatever happened, I don't remember anymore. It's, you know, a kli hazeh wa mitzvah. Vayidei zeh, tais oris tisha'er. Right? So that's what he called, atcha techbats. What he called the ava that finds a chefetz, finds expression in something that can be a kli to hold it, in the case of the mitzvah, or in this case over here, tzahala v'samecha. Tzahala, what do you call it, like a jubilation, like a shout of what do you call it, you know, called tzahala, yeah, right? What do you call Bir'osam yachad, tcheles Mordechai. So bir'osam yachad, so now we understand also bir'osam yachad, as we go back to what we said before, that we call it, what gave Achashverosh the Azus, even though we already saw on Vashti Masha Nigzar Aleha, not Masha Gozar, Masha Nigzar Aleha, he already saw, but what enabled him to, what call it, have the Azus to continue forward was because Lace the Yadda Lishna Bishna, there was no one who knew Lashon Hara better than Haman. Haman told him, he says, Yesh no Amechaz, asleep from the mitzvahs, like the Gemara says, Rav Tzadik says, Mefuzar Mefirad Abin Amin, there's purity between the Neshavas, there's no connection between them, right? They don't care about one another. Right? They don't care about one another. So that automatically, that's our heir, the entire Yesod. But now, we call Bir Osam Yachad, Bir Osam Yachad together. And it's very interesting, we call it, I don't know if we didn't do it, I don't think, but we did the Bracha of Hashi, Avinu, Avinu, Asar Secha, Kavinu, Malkinu, Vorasecha, Vachazirinu, Vesishu, Vashleim, Lefanecha. So remember, Rav Ramban Agra said that it refers to those that we call, because again, the difference between the bracha of tshuva and the bracha of slicha. Slicha is what he called for the maisa that I did. Tshuva is really called is on the thing, you know, like my head screwed on cockeyed. Like, I went through the Lincoln Tunnel, right? I want to go to Miami, and the signs are telling me Vermont and New Hampshire. Like, hello, wake up, sweetheart. You're walking, going the wrong direction. You got to turn around. So what he called the three amudim are mu'ur arim. So Hashivinu Avinu Sarasech, he said it was Torah. Rekavinu Malkinu Vorasecha, he said it was Avoda, right? It was Avoda. Vachzimenu B'sishuva Shleima Lifanecha, was Minskasarim, the opening of the heart. Actually, it's a little bit doing, and not 100%, but it's a little bit doing. In fact, it doesn't say, rather than saying that it's just a conclusion to the bracha, right? V'chazrinim is shuva shlema. It doesn't say elecha. It says lifanecha. No, I mean, you could ding on that, but with lifanecha, because Rav Ram ben Agra said that lifanecha is when we return before you, mu'chadim, right? I mean, the state of tshuva shlema, like you said, the idea of hachzer lehem tshuva, right? The Rav Ram ben Agra explained, what was the idea, is there's two ways to have an argument. You can either have an argument, I'll say what I say, and you can say what you say, I don't care about you, the heck with you, what do you call it? Kapat, what do you call it? You don't want to listen, don't listen. Go jump off the, what do you call it, whatever. But if we, a state of hachzara b'tshuva is either I convince you with my compelling argument, or you give a little, I give a little, and we come together. That's a state of hachzer lehem tshuva. So he says, that was the last omer of Gemilas Chesed. He brings, I think, from the Gra himself, I think, or maybe it is, I don't know. He says, Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini. Heir, what do you call it? Heir in name, the Torah. Shimi, she shmiat filosam, right? And ben Kish, she hekish al dalse arachamim. He knocked on the doors of Rachamim. So he says, what do you mean the doors of Rachamim? The delos of Rachamim, Dalsi Rachamim. He says, because the what do you call the delos of Rachamim in Shemayim is attached to you like on a rope to the delos, what do you call it, to the Rachamim, that what do you call it, between one Jew and another Jew. When you pull open the delos of Rachamim between one Jew and the other Jew, that pulls open the delos of Rachamim milamala. So he, ben Yair, ben Shimi, ben Kish, right? Shehekish al Dalsi Rachamim, right? Yishiminim. So the part of the idea, and again, it's something also to be mischazikin, aside from the fact that we give matanos levionin, aside from the fact that we give mishloach monos, but being mischazikin, this idea of like we all come from one place. We all come from one place. You know, what we call it, the Arastvash said that we should be mispalel in Rifa'enu, that the Rishayim should have four shlema, because chalila they should die without doing tshuva, then the whole shir koma is chaser.
Why is doors plural?
See what?
How do you answer the doors of Torah?
See, why is the Dal say? Because it's Ki'ilu. In order to get this door open, you have to pull open the doors between one Jew and the next. The hearts of one Jew to the next. When you pull open, what do you call it? That pulls open the door of Rachamim Shemaim. It's in the Avnei Eliyahu, the Raman Agra, on the Brach of Hashivino Avinu Lusar Asecha. He brings down the Ben Ya'ir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kishi, Shemini. I can't remember if you... What? I can't remember if he brings it from the Gra himself or he said it. I don't remember. Berosim yachad tchelis Mordechai, right? So tchelis Mordechai. So now, if on the one hand the berosim yachad is addressing mefuzar meforad bein amim, right? Again, that's the shorish of how we got into this mess in the first place, right? Is that because Chaman was successful with his lashon hara, right? He says there's period between them. So if that deals with the Be'osam Yachad, that deals with the Mefuzar Meforad, but then also we have to deal with what he called with the Yashnu Mitzvahs. Be'osam Yachad Tchelis Mordechai. So the Kliyakar says that the idea of Tchelis, right, when he brings the Gemara in Menachas, that what he called Tchelis is Dom LeYam, Yam is Dom LeRakia, Rakia is Dom LeKisei HaKavod. So he goes there without, you know, he brings his rayas, etc. He says it's the hatahalich of avoda. In other words, since tchelis, right, the chalal tzitzis, meant to remind a person of all mitzvahs, and the idea of tchelis is telling you the tahalich, telling you tahalich. The tahalich, right, the tahalich is what? Is the yam, he shows, is what he called, is mekayim, the ratzon Hashem mitoch yira. Now you think of the cliffs of Dover, right, and the crashing waves, etc. Just as you know, just as a metaphor, right, as a symbolism that the Yam really wants to swab the earth, but because of the midah of Yira, right, the midah of Yira, so what do you call it? It can't do it. It can't do it. Mitzad Sheni, the heavens, you know, Smeichim Etzesim V'Sasim B'Vorim, even though there's other psukim as well, which are not, don't necessarily right go, but we say Smeichim Etzesim V'Sasim B'Vorim, they do Me'ava. So the Talich of Yira leads to the Talich of Ava, and that reaches to the Dveikus of Kisei HaKavod. So Bir Osam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai, right, they saw, recalled Yachad, right, Mefuzar Meforad, Tikkun on Mefuzar Meforad. Yeah, Tcheles, right, the Tikkun on of Yashnu Min HaMitzvahs, Yashnu Am Echad. So in that case, what do you call it? That's what pulled them to together, etc. Bir Osam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. Bir Osam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. The Tziv B'chlal says that, what do you call it, that the idea of Tcheles is he says a few things, actually. The Netziv says there are two zechiras in Parshas Tzitzis. There's one zechira, right, Laman Tizku, and there was one of Zechartem. And he says that the two zechiras relate to both Tcheles and to Lavan, right? The Lavan is the person who's Osek in Yoni Olam Hazeh, and he needs to remember not to be ozev the mitzvah b'shaita. He can't get caught up in his business deal, right, etc. He can't really get too preoccupied with whatever in yon olam hazeh in the world of loving that he's doing, right, and ignore what he called the mitzvahs. He says the tcheles is for those people who are in hechra and yonim, right? They're upstairs. They're what he called. They're what he called. They're thinking and think. We always have to bring it down. Also, you have to remember to do the mitzvah b'shaita. Mitzvah b'shaita. Ech shiyeh. Right, tchelis. Right, tchelis is magdir for us. You know that the proper balance between the what he called whatever involvement we have with olam hazeh and our ikar tafkid, which is what he called Torah mitzvahs. Right, ma'asim tovim. Roshim Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. Shu'asam Ayisa LaNetzach. Right? Shu'asam Ayisa LaNetzach. So the Shu'a, Shu'asam Ayisa LaNetzach. So I saw the Rav David Cohen, Shlita, right? So he brought the three Mahalchim there in the Chazal about how Asid or the Umodim to be Betalim except for Purim. What does it mean, Batel? So Rashba says, Right? The Rashba says the idea of batel is that we call the, it could be zmanim of shmad record, and then record, we won't be able to mekayim, but Purim will always last. That's one mahalach. The Maral says that it'll be kilu tofel, it'll be tofel to the gul asida. In other words, the other Yom Tov relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim compared to what he called compared to the gul asida, so it'll be tofel. As opposed to Purim, which is not in the Mahalach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not going to be Tafel. And they wrote from the Monos Levi, that the Monos Levi says that record that's midin Batal Bashishim. So, now the question is, and Purim won't be Batal Bashishim. Why won't Purim be Batal Bashishim? So if Lamaisa, what we were saying here, right, is true, in other words, let's just think for a moment. Batal Bashishim, so what do you call it? Min b'she'eno mino l'kule alma is Batal Bashishim, right? Min b'mino, so it's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham, we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda, right? But Lamaisa, what do you call it? Min b'mino, what do you call it? There's a tzad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Batal Bashishim. It's not Batal Bashishim. Okay, fine. But why is it that especially if we're going to say that Purim is really Nisim Nistarim, that's for sure, it's Nisim Nistarim. And the Gula Asida is going to be Nisim Gluyim. It's going to be Nisim Gluyim, right? I mean, I guess you would record, you have the Peter of Hawking, but in the end of the day, it's going to be Nisim Gluyim. So if we record it, why shouldn't it be Batal? Why should we battle? So we're thinking that perhaps the pshat is because Lomaisa, and this is, again, I don't think it's just a vort, I think it's an avoda, because Purim is a davar ha-maimed. It's a davar ha-maimed. A davar ha-maimed is never battle. In other words, the Yeshua, right, Lossid Lovel, which will be Nisim Gluyin, is only shayach because we're mischazek. In other words, just like the Ramban says, Legabe, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that from the Nisim Gluyim, a person should be misorer that all of his life is Nisim Nistarim. In the experience of Purim, right, which Nisim Nistarim, like if Purim had been written Chalil v'chas, chas v'shalom, chas v'laskir, if it had been written over, not Beruach HaKodesh, it had been written over by the New York Times, which would quote, they should go to Gehenna for eternity, right? If it were written over there, it would be on page 6, right? And it would say that Esther was gorgeous, and that what he called, and Mordechai was politically savvy, and Haman didn't stand a chance. And it would be on page 6, and then it would be the end of the story, right? Rachmana Litzlan. But we, Baruch Hashem, we have the Megillah, right? And they gave it to us. And from this, and that's why I came with a kibbutz, let me recall, because it was, that's not our ASIC at the moment, but recall, they wrote a kimu of a kibbutz, kimu mash a kibbutz kvar, what he called, they wrote an ashros of the diner, what he called, they did a henpek on the star, what he called, this is what he called, there's no irurim on the star anymore, what he called, because the nisim nistarim, we see how Kodesh Baruch was doing, that becomes a davar amaymud, chu'asam hayisah lanetzach, yuchua them, hayisah, lanetzach, that would be forever. Ever and ever, not only will it be Mizbatl, but that will be the Shoresh of what he called the Gula Asida, and in the interim, the Sikvasam, the door of a door. And as we ride the roller coaster of life, you recall everybody that's an individual, and Klal Yisrael as a whole, as we ride the individual, that it becomes our tikva, right? The tikva is to believe in Chazdei Hashem. The Hashem, like what he said over and over again, like the Chazdei Hashem, Hashem is the ultimate tikva, like the Ikrim says, the ultimate tikva is to be mekave in Hashem's chesed. And like I say, we always mess it up, right? I understand Hashem is going to do me chesed, but I don't deserve it, shut up. I understand Hashem wants to be chesed, but I don't, shush, quiet, be quiet, be mekave in Hashem's chesed. And that's the stira, what do you call that? That's so stira, what do you call it? That's a stira to Amalek. That's the stira to them. Because their whole time is that Hashem is not involved with us. Right? We either can't live up to it, right? Or Bechlal, it's what he calls, he wasn't stupid. He wasn't what do you call, Amalek wasn't an atheist. He wasn't an imbecile. right? He wasn't an imbecile. He grew up, his great-grandfather is Yitzchak Avinu. He grew up in the house. He wasn't out to lunch, not coming back for supper, right? He saw what was going on. He just says, you can't live up to it. You can't live like that. You can't live like that. Did you see the Netziv? I probably mentioned the recall of Netziv at the end of Bashalach, where he called the Kiyad al Keska, Milchama la Hashem Mamalek, Midor-Dor. Right? Midor-Dor. Sikvasim Lador Vador. Right? Shuasim Aishalon. Let's have Sikvasim Lador Vador. Throw one door to the next. They say, what do you call it? Kiyad al Keska, Milchama Hashem Mamalek, Midor-Dor. Amalek's Taina is Kiyad, like the Psikta says, we mentioned it before, the Netziv. Kiyad al Keska, the Psikta says, the case is the lashon of kisui, not a lashon of kisei, right? And the yad is the yad of Amalek, right? And the yad is his mechase, what do you call it? He's mechase, he's mashalom adavadoma to a ben belial, who when the melech wants to address what he calls people, he raises up a scream and says, you don't see the melech, melech doesn't see you. In other words, you want to believe that, what do you call it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the worlds, right? Kibako Hashem through Olami, he created Olam Haba, with Rosh Yud, he created Olam Hazeh, with Rosei, I mean, maybe they don't get as Olam just the Rosei, but whatever, you want to believe, he created this world, the next world is about Miracle on 34th Street, what do you call angels with wings, what do you call it, everything is fine, indiscriminate giving out of candies, what do you call it, you want to believe that, religion is the opiate of the people, terrific, whatever you want, but there's no Vavhei. He's not involved in our lives. Like the Netziv says, there's no vav, what do you call it, that he's knowing with us, what do you call it, B'midas HaTiferes, what do you call it, L'malam in HaTeb of Nisit Guim, and he's not interested in being knowing with us, what do you call it, B'der HaMalchus, B'Osei, etc. However, the Netziv there says at the end of Bashalach, he says, but that's what he called, that's exactly what he's diametrically opposed. And the Gilui from Purim is the exact opposite. That's why, on the one hand, it's a Davra Maimed, it's Chuasa, Meisel, and Netach, and Midachisa gives us the strength of Sikwas L'chol Dor V'Dor. And Mit Hashem, we should be mischazik in record, in loving one another, in record, in being more amiti in our avodas Hashem. We shouldn't be just walking the walk and talking the talk. We shouldn't be yashman and mitzvahs, and we should have kivui. We should have kivui, right? We know all our chesronos, but we should know that what we call that's not what we think of. We should bring out saying Hashem's chesed, so he'll be sikfasim lechol dor vador, and Mit Hashem chuasam yisrael netzach. Okay, I have a short report.